showtime.
Going on a young showtime.
You've got to come back to stop.
I am big.
To Jurassic Park.
It's the picture that got
to
small.
To the real.
What kind of a big deal?
Hello?
Look at the painting, King.
With great power. Painting,
we're not in Kansas
comes
anymore.
Great. You're a wizard, Harry.
What are we doing live?
They call me Mr.
Echoes Tibbs. Echoes of eternity.
Well, it's not the many of life that counts. It's the life in your men.
Life. Ever dance with the devil?
Eyes away.
Mine's
what have you done to his eyes?
Hello and welcome to this episode of the podcast, The Mnemonic Tree, where we add a single mnemonic leaf to our tree of knowledge. I'm Jan, your mnemonic man, and today's episode will be on the many moons of Jupiter. Jupiter is our largest planet in our solar system and the fifth in line from the Sun. At present, it has 95 moons that have been officially recognised by the International Astronomical Union. However, there are potentially hundreds of objects sized between 1 metre to a kilometre that inhabit the Jovian system. The four main moons of Jupiter are the Galilean moons that consist of Ganymede, Io, Callisto and Europa, which were named after the Italian astronomer Galileo Galilei, who observed them in 1610. Each one of these moons has its own unique characteristics, ranging from active volcanoes, icy crusts, to subsurface oceans that could possibly entertain that thing called life. So with that being said, we will begin with a summary from Wikipedia. There are 95 moons of Jupiter with confirmed orbits as of the 23rd of October 2023. This number does not include the number of meter-sized moonlets thought to be shed from the inner moons, nor the hundreds of possible kilometre-sized outer irregular moons that were only briefly captured by telescopes. Altogether, Jupiter's moons form a satellite system called the Jovian system. The most massive of the moons are the four Galilean moons, Io, Europa, Ganymede and Callisto, which were independently discovered in 1610 by Galileo Galilei and Simon Marius, and were the first objects found to orbit a body that was neither the Earth or the Sun. Much more recently, beginning in 1892, dozens of far smaller Jovian moons have been detected and have received the names of lovers or daughters of the Roman god Jupiter or his Greek equivalent Zeus. The Galilean moons are by far the largest and most massive objects to orbit Jupiter, with the remaining 91 known moons and the rings together composing just 0.003% of the total orbiting mass. Of Jupiter's moons, 8 are regular satellites with prograde or nearly circular orbits that are not greatly inclined with respect to Jupiter's equatorial plane. The Galilean satellites are nearly spherical in shape due to their planetary mass and are just massive enough that they would be considered major planets if they were in a direct orbit around the Sun. The other four regular satellites, known as the inner moons, are much smaller and closer to Jupiter. These serve as sources of the dust that makes up Jupiter's rings. The remainder of Jupiter's moons are outer irregular satellites whose prograde and retrograde orbits are much further from Jupiter and have high inclinations and eccentricities. The largest of these moons were likely asteroids that were captured from solar orbits by Jupiter before impacts with other small bodies shattered them into many kilometre-sized fragments, forming collisional families of moons sharing similar orbits. Jupiter is expected to have about 100 irregular moons larger than 1 kilometre in diameter, plus around 500 smaller retrograde moons down to diameters of 0.8 of a kilometre. Of the 87 known irregular moons of Jupiter, 38 of them have not yet been officially named. Now on to today's mnemonic. And the mnemonic for six moons of Jupiter is Ganymede's inner core exhibits three areas. Now for this one, we picture the moon Ganymede, which is one of the four Galilean moons, which is actually the biggest, and it has three main layers. And they are a metallic iron core, a rocky mantle, and an icy shell. So we'll get into it. Ganymede is Ganymede. Inner, we take the I for Io. Core, we take the C for Callisto. Exhibits, we take the E for Europa. 3, we take the T for Thebe. And areas, we take the A for Amalthea. And we'll just go over that one more time. So that's the mnemonic for six moons of Jupiter. And the mnemonic is Ganymede's inner core exhibits three areas. Ganymede is Ganymede. Inner, we take the I for Io. Core, we take the C for Callisto. Exhibits, we take the E for Europa. 3, we take the T for Thebe. And areas, we take the A for Amalthea. Now on to
5 fun facts.
And the first fact, fact number 1. Jupiter is named after the king of the ancient Roman gods, and its iconic great red spot is actually a giant storm bigger than our Earth, and it's been ongoing for hundreds of years. And fact number 2. Jupiter is the biggest planet in our solar system, being approximately 11 times wider than Earth. It is the fifth from the Sun, and it has the shortest day in the solar system at just 10 hours. And fact 3. Jupiter has 95 moons that are officially recognised by the International Astronomical Union. The four largest moons in order are Ganymede, Callisto, Io, and Europa. They were first observed in 1610 by astronomer Galileo Galilei, using an early version of the telescope. And fact number 4. Jupiter's equatorial tilt with respect to its orbital path around the Sun is just 3 degrees, hence it spins nearly upright. This results in very mild seasons, whereas the Earth has a tilt of 23.5 degrees and as a result has more pronounced seasons. And the last fact, fact number 5. Being a gas giant, Jupiter is not conducive to life as we know it. However, some of its moons may hold a possibility. The moon Europa holds the greatest possibility, as there is a vast ocean just beneath its icy crust, which could possibly support life. And second on the list is Saturn's moon Enceladus, which is also thought to have subsurface liquid water. Now on to
the three-question quiz.
And the first question, question number 1. Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune are gas giants. What are Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars referred to as? And question 2. How long ago did Jupiter form? And your options are 450 million years ago, 950 million years ago, or 4.5 billion years ago. And question 3. Which of the four Galilean moons is the most volcanic? And we do have two bonus questions. And the first one is, Jupiter is mainly formed from what two elements? And your options are nitrogen and sulfur, nitrogen and hydrogen, or hydrogen and helium. And our last bonus question, which spacecraft visited Jupiter? Your options are Viking, Voyager, or Vixen. It's now time to recap that mnemonic. And the mnemonic for six moons of Jupiter is Ganymede's inner core exhibits three areas. Ganymede is Ganymede. Inner, we take the I for Io. Core, we take the C for Callisto. Exhibits, we take the E for Europa. 3, we take the T for Thebe. And areas, we take the A for Amalthea. Now on to the answers for the three-question quiz. And the first question was, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune are gas giants. What are Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars referred to as? And Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars are referred to the inner, rocky, or terrestrial planets. And question two, how long ago did Jupiter form? And your options were 450 million years ago, 950 million years ago, or 4.5 billion years ago. And Jupiter was formed 4.5 billion years ago, along with the rest of the solar system. And question three, which of the four Galilean moons is the most volcanic? And the Galilean moon that is the most volcanic is Io, with hundreds of volcanoes, some erupting many kilometres high. And our first bonus question, Jupiter is mainly formed from what two elements? And your options are nitrogen and sulfur, nitrogen and hydrogen, or hydrogen and helium. And Jupiter is mainly formed from hydrogen and helium, which is very similar to that of the Sun. And our last bonus question, which spacecraft visited Jupiter? And your options were Viking, Voyager, or Vixen. And the spacecraft that visited Jupiter was Voyager 1 and Voyager 2, which visited Jupiter in March and July in 1979. Viking went to Mars, and Vixen is a reindeer. Now, just speaking of trips into space, you may have remembered back in the space race when there was US, Russia, and Ireland. Stick with me. Anyway, the US said, we'll go to Jupiter because it's the biggest. And Russia said, well, we'll go to Pluto because it's the furthest. And Ireland said, we'll go to the Sun. Anyway, the US and Russia interjected and said, you may want to be a little bit careful. You may melt. And Ireland replied, yeah, thanks for the heads up, but we're going at night. Now on to
Word of the Week.
And this week's Word of the Week is armillary, and that is spelt A-R-M-I-L-L-A-R-Y. And the meaning according to dictionary.com is consisting of hoops or rings. And our simple example today is, the armillary of Jupiter was discovered in 1979 by NASA's Voyager 1 spacecraft and are composed of small dark particles which are difficult to see. Well, that takes us to the end of another episode. Thanks for listening. If you'd like to join our mnemonic community, you can reach us at the Mnemonic Tree Podcast, which is all one word, .com on the website. From there, you'll find links in the top right to Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Your feedback is much appreciated, so if you have the time, please rate and review the podcast on your chosen platform. Any reviews read on the podcast will receive a small gift of appreciation. And also, if you'd like to suggest a topic or have any additional fun and interesting facts for today's episode, I'd love to hear them, so post them on Facebook and be sure to tag me. Until next time, remember as Socrates said, there is no learning without remembering. See you next time.
60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.